Welcome in. Time for the good news from KERO Politics. Hey, welcome in, everybody. I guess I should say welcome back, everybody. Time for the good news from KER. Frieda Birnbaum has found a wonderful guest who fits in exactly with what we are trying to do with our foundation to make America a better place. Frieda, I'd like you to take over at this point.
Yes, this is an extremely interesting guest we have today. Her name is C. Mobley, and she is someone who loves to look at old films and movies and discuss them and show them. And I just wondered, also a big part of who you are is that people don't know if you're male or female or if you're white or African American. Why is that?
Well, it's actually for a couple of reasons. The first reason is because to me, I don't find it extremely important. With my blogging content, I'd rather educate. I'd rather us focus on the history and the knowledge of old Hollywood. So that's kind of the first reason. And then the second reason is because I have had negative experience actually revealing myself as an African-American female. And it kind of discouraged me for a while. People, you know, when they see my content online, they're really engaged. They really want to have these really professional conversations. And then once we move towards the telephone part of it, it's an energy that kind of goes down. And that has happened to me several times. So I kind of was like, hey, I'll just stick to, you know, just putting a photo that isn't me and just focusing on the history and the knowledge.
Sue, I just want to say one thing, and I'm going to turn it back over to Frieda. I agree with your philosophy 1,000%, and I have felt this way my entire life. Just wanted to jump in, Frieda, so Sue could understand totally where I was coming from.
Yeah, I agree with you, Al. Now, am I interrupting you?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Because in reality, you're right. I mean, should we really look at a person because of if they're black or white or male or female? Here we're talking to a human being who has observations about life, and that's who we all really are. This is a very strong message for our program today. It's who you are and what you're contributing that makes you that person. Nothing else. It's not about racism in America, actually. It's about what you're doing as a whole for our country. So with your films that you've seen, what changes have you seen today's movies compared to the classical movies that you've been showing with your content?
Yes. So there are a lot of major changes, and I think one of the most obvious ones is that we're obviously in a different time period. So I know that back in the golden era, old Hollywood era, it had to be a good story. Before they began with production, cameras, anything else, there had to be a great story. And if not, producers, directors, they would pay or fire the screenwriters. So we had to start off with a good story. And then next, you had to have compelling characters, which I think a lot of that is missing nowadays. You really have to have a good character. You have to bring those to life. And with that, you have to have strong dialogue. You have to have really strong, those three are key essential pieces to making a good film. And a lot of that, to me personally, my perspective, is that's missing. Films were based on acclaimed novelists back in the golden era, and as opposed to comic books nowadays. You know, we'll recreate stories over and over. Back in the day, they were about novelists and who put out really good work. So a lot of films today have been replaced by action, a lot of noise in general, just noise, and then a lot of violence. So moviegoers, in order for that to actually change, they have to demand that they want that change. But the issue is that today's generation X, even my generation, millennials, we don't have mental access to what a good film is. We have nothing to it to compare it to. So that's why I think what I do is so important, because I want to give the youth of today an option. You know, this, what you see today on TV isn't the only way, you know. So I find that, you know, there are huge changes, and yet
that's
some
true.
People are kind of
that's
yeah.
true. No, sorry to interrupt, but what's important to know is the way we view the characters today. We're looking at people who are in the industry, who make the headlines, and that's who we go to see. And those characters are usually strong males, strong females, and that has changed as well. How a woman is looked at in the media today is very different than how women were looked at then. We're talking about Lucille Ball and the Ditzy Blonde, or we're talking about Judy Garland, who was really pushed around by her agents and medicated and drugged. Today, what we're representing in the movies is more of what is being represented in our country. Strong people. We have African-American actors more than ever. We have women who are leading role characters as well. Do you want to talk about those changes today?
Yeah, so you hit a lot of key points. And I will say, you know, it was a different time when women didn't have a lot of rights and liberties. And I think that part is very important. They had to carry themselves a certain way. They, you know, had to take roles where they were the housewife. Just that traditional aspect they had to fall into, where today a woman is more free. She's more independent to choose roles and how she's going to be portrayed. And I think, you know, that's pretty much just a different time period and more rights, you know, to stand up and speak, to actually have a voice. And I think that's the really big difference.
What about the African American population? Do we still need more actors to represent that community, do you feel?
When it comes to African Americans, I think we are given, to be honest, I think we are given opportunities. Like you said, you know, there's more African American entertainers than ever before. And, you know, I think we're moving as we should. We may have a few snares and rocks and roads, but I think the people in this country want to move forward as opposed to backwards. And I think we're, regardless of everything going on in the world, we're still, as a country, we're still moving forward. And that's what's exciting about it. So I think with African Americans, you know, we just keep going and doors are opening. I don't really see any dilemmas with that.
Also, I'd like you to do me a favor. Number one, now that I've gotten a little more comfortable with you, now that I've gotten to know you a little bit better, and Dr. Birnbaum has gotten to know you a little bit better, I would like to invite you to come back on the radio program next week. Your message, in my opinion, is incredibly important. It is full of all of the common sense that there is any place. Could you join us next week, Sue?
Absolutely, with pleasure. Absolutely.
I will try to set her up, and also, coincidentally or not coincidentally, today is the Women's March. That women are marching for Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and about Amy Comey Barrett as well. And the days that the movies, the entertaining classical movies of the Ditzy Blonde, as I said before, I'm part of that. I don't know if I'm Ditzy or Blonde, one or the other, figure it out. But, you know, we've changed. We are not being represented in the movies the same way. We are diverse, and as our program is showing, and unified, more unified, believe it or not, than ever. By having people like you in our program, it just goes to show you're not representing yourself as anything, male, female, whatever that is, you're unified. And we are really representing today the Women's March, how we've changed from the roles that we have taken. And women want to be able to stand up, be counted for. African American communities want to stand up and be counted for. And as we continue marching physically, psychologically, with programs like ourselves, the main role model we're going to have to represent us continues to be people who have made it on their own, people who are changing rules, people who are survivors. And we really have fun with these kind of shows, the kind of information that our listeners are getting. And we're over time, so Al's going to kill me because we're really...
No, I'm not going to kill you. We're not going to run this. We're going to run this. We're going to run the next interview on the radio stations because, Sue, you've done a great job, Frida, in finding Sue. Sue is a wonderful example of what we're talking about. This particular discussion will go up this weekend as a weekend special. But as long as you can put Sue, whenever you are available next week to record for the actual radio program, if you could just tee that up with Frida. And I want you to just keep one thing in mind. The audience that listens to, for example, the weekend specials, the numbers are over 175,000 a month. So you are getting the word out. Okay? Pleasure having you, Sue. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. We'll text. Text me. We'll set something up.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.